You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, live from the Right Side Studio, local, state, national. We are covering down on all the issues, man, and we're doing it solid, conservative, and just plain right. What are you doing, Bummer? What's going on?
Every time I think you're about to talk, I'm about to pull down the music, and then it's like a fake out.
It was a guitar solo that I was enjoying there for a moment. I had to let it run extra, get another lick or two in on that guitar solo, which... By the way, that one, I believe, is a band called Kaleo, an Icelandic band. Go figure. Anyway, yeah. Hoping that one day that bump music is so famous that people just liken it with Right Side Radio, period. There you go. I got a caller on the line. Oh, I do. Hey, Brian from Huntsville. Brian, how you doing today, man?
Doing well, and it sounds like you gentlemen are also, and I enjoyed that last segment.
Hey, thank you, sir.
With the gang all around.
Appreciate
it. And I wanted to say... Yeah, well, based on part of that, Elizabeth Cheney starting an anti-Trump group and everything, she's like 2 years younger than I am. I'm 57, and I think she's just having a midlife crisis late. Dizzy Lizzie is in a tizzy.
Dizzy. Can I quote you on that Dizzy Lizzie is in a tizzy?
Oh, indubitably. It's already out there now. So.
Well, I will credit it to Brian from Huntsville, period. That's where I heard it first. So,
well, I'm the one that said it first, but now it's out there after it went on syndicated radio.
Okay, well, good enough. Yeah.
But other than that, all she has to do is wait Trump out. He's in his late 70s. She's in her late 50s.
I totally agree.
Back and wait him out.
I mean, the reality is, too, I think he's going to be 79 when he runs, if he runs, and everybody believes he will, for the 2024 presidential, which means that he would be in his 80s before he finished that term. I just, you know, part of me, I didn't even get this part on the Grand Council a moment ago. My only concern with Liz Cheney's actions is that she becomes like the Ross Perot, you know, the spoiler that prevents the actual Republican from getting elected because she's so intent upon being new.
I was much younger when I voted for him, so I'll admit my mistake. Okay?
Good enough. Hey, Brian, appreciate you as always. Thanks, man. Have a great day. All right. I know I got another caller coming in, so I'll wait till Boomer tells me he's ready with that one. But, yeah, you want to call in? The number is 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-687-4448. 833-68-RIGHT. That's our number. You good for that, Boomer? You tell me when. Thumbs up, man. All right, we're good. Line two, Clarence from Huntsville. Clarence, how you doing today?
Oh, doing good, you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, Dizzy Lizzy and a tizzy.
Yeah. Brian has made the phrase famous. There you go.
I've got it on good authority that I know what's going on with her.
Okay, tell me.
Years and years and years ago, old Dizzy Lizzy had a thing for Donald Trump.
Oh.
And Donald Trump rejected her, and he went with the beautiful, the classy, the speak five languages, Melania, and he made the best decision of his life. And she just can't handle the fact that her daddy ain't the vice president no more. She ain't even going to be able to represent a state she don't live in no more, and she's trying to go after an old man at this point that rejected her once upon a time.
So you went with a total misogynist view that This is a why won't you date me kind of thing. Like, I asked you to the Sadie Hawkins desk and you won't go. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, I'm going to be called a misogynist one way or another, apparently, these days. So, you know, might as well get my fun out of it. And, you know, that's kind of what I think. I think she's a little jaded by it.
Yeah. Oh, all right, man. Well, maybe you got the inside scoop. Clarence Huntsville, appreciate you, man.
I have it on good authority.
Good authority. Sources say... Thanks, Clarence. Appreciate you, man. Have a great day. Who knows? You know, but we got a new phrase now. Dizzy Lizzy is in a tizzy, thanks to Brian from Huntsville. So that isn't that funny when one caller calls in, the next caller calls in and repeats what he just heard? Hey, guys, you want to call in 833-687-4448. That's the number. That's 833-68-RIGHT. And I'm reaffirming the trivia because one day we're going to ask this as a trivia question. 833-68-RIGHT. How do we get the 6-8 part? Where did that come from? Well, I was given a list to choose from. You probably heard the story. I was given a list. We wanted the word right to be in there, so we knew how it was going to end. But then there were all these versions of what I could get that could end with right, but it had to have two digits in the middle. One of them was 6-8, right? Well, yeah, my baby for years was my 68 Mustang. So, yep, 833-68-RIGHT. That's the number here at the Right Side Studio. You want to call in, let us know what you're thinking. We'll take that call right now. I'm going to number two in the Triple Dipper in the meantime. Gender benders. Oh, my gosh. All right, so there's no way around some of this. It's just freaking weird. Did I say that? I did. Boomer, I just went there. I didn't even pause.
Nope.
I just went ahead and said, this is a segment that is just filled with this. It's just freaking weird. I forgot. I got to step aside real quick, Boomer. I got to take a break real quick and say, shout out to Morgan in South Georgia who's listening to the show. I told you we have folks from all over the place. We got Jerome in Rome. We got Steve from Tennessee. We got Jeff from Indiana. I got folks in Michigan listening to the show. I'm just saying. So shout out to Morgan in South Georgia. Appreciate you. Thanks so much. All right. Did you hear? I'm back on gender benders. Did you hear? And I talked about it in the Grand Council a moment ago. Daily Caller, which is of course a national media outlet, Daily Caller reported. Headline, August 16th, this chapter is closed. All University of Alabama sororities reject transgender applicant. Anyway, it sounds like exactly what it is. So all sorority chapters at the University of Alabama rejected a biological man who identifies as a woman during their, and he calls it the notorious recruitment process. Not sure why it says. It's sorority rush. I mean, it's been there forever. Sorority rush. It's a big deal. According to a video and a statement from the transgender woman, Grant Sykes. Sykes, a biological man, posted to Instagram stating that all of the almost 20 sorority chapters at the University of Alabama unanimously cut the transgender woman. All right. In a separate TikTok post, Sykes said, that's the trans guy. Sykes said, it's sad. This is how the process ended. I'm sad because I wanted to be a part of a sisterhood. Well, you're a dude. So, yeah. But, I mean, first of all, it goes on to point out in the article, Sykes is not the first transgender to attempt to join Greek life in sorority processes. There was another trans individual at Northwestern University where, 12 sororities all rejected that person. Another one, though, was admitted to a women's-only sorority at Tufts University. Not sure how that's working out. I'm pretty sure that the shower situation, if they have shared bathrooms at all, got a bit dicey. I'm just saying. And I look at that and go, you know what? It's just stop. You're not. You're a biological male. You can identify all you want to, but don't believe for a second that we don't see through the veneer. You may say, That's homophobic for you to say that. No, it's not. It's reality. And people have a right to their own sense of security. And for you to invade that purely because you say so, I say so, this is who I... It doesn't work that way. That's not real life. Next thing I'll point out, though, too, is keep in mind that Alabama does have a law in place now. It's called the VCAP bill, the Vulnerable Child Compassion and Protection Act. So Alabama took some steps, and I was real proud of them for doing this. We openly supported this bill, believing it was a good idea, and it passed into law. They call it the VCAP, the Vulnerable Child Compassion and Protection Act. My friend Shay Shelnut, who's still in the state senate, he was the sponsor for it. And this particular bill makes it a felony, punishable by up to 10 years in prison, to prescribe or administer what they often refer to as gender-affirming care. Now, I got this article off of NPR.com. So NPR, it's going to be calling it gender-affirming care when you're reading it from NPR. What it is is gender transition. It's changing a kid. So when you apply these therapies, these medications, and often even surgeries to change a child's life potentially forever, in Alabama, that's a felony. Now, the court did come back. A federal judge on Friday blocked part of the law. And by the way, the judge is somebody who I happen to know, Judge Lyles Burke. He's a conservative guy. I believe he's also a JAG officer. But Judge Lyles Burke, a federal court judge appointed by Trump, he actually issued a preliminary injunction just on the medication ban. All that means is the medications have been around for a while. He's not going to block them for now until they proceed on the merits of the case. But the surgeries in Alabama for kids, they're done. They're not happening. That's been enjoined. So that's where we are in Alabama on the law, but not so much everywhere else. I'm going to tell you some stories when we get back from this break that are probably going to make some of you mad. I mean, I read it, and I can't help but think, you people are absolute idiots. Where did you get your medical degree? And do you even recognize that you are no longer talking in a manner that befits someone with the title doctor? When you talk about, I don't know, how about this one? Kids can tell when they're in the womb that they're already transgender. Kids in the womb don't even know they're in the womb. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Gender benders, we'll be right back. All right, we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper right now. You want to call in, you're welcome to it, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper, gender benders. Don't feel confined to that topic. You can call about anything else if you want to. Although I do want to hear if anybody else has a sort of a weird out about the idea of that guy trying to get into the sorority at University of Alabama. Anyway, story on the National Review. National Review dated 2 days ago. The title of it is, The UK Turns Its Back on Transgender Ideology. Interesting. So here we are in a mad rush, man. I mean, like the Biden administration is doing everything it can to force it down our throats. The mainstream media is forcing it down our throats. They're changing the regulatory burdens being placed on schools. It's just on and on and on. But in the UK, an interesting thing has happened. It says by the spring of 2023, Britain's state-run transgender youth clinic will shut its doors for good. The National Health Service of England announced it was closing what is known as the Tavistock Gender Identity Clinic last month after an independent report concluded it was, quote, not safe or a viable long-term option for gender-confused young people. The report conducted by the former president of the Royal College of Pediatrics and Child Health found that patients were, quote, at considerable risk from clinicians who had an unquestioning affirmative approach. In other words, physicians were not even looking at this and going, you know, I don't know if it's a good idea or not. Let's rule some things out here. Let's work with you. Let's see what we can do. Let's try counseling first. No, they were like, yes, come on in. We'll make you different. All right. Soon after that, it says a London-based legal firm announced a class action lawsuit on behalf of 1,000 families whose children and young adolescents were rushed into treatment and as a result suffered what they call, quote, life-changing and in some cases irreversible effects. You think? Now, first of all, I will say this. If you were a parent who knowingly took your child to a transgender identity clinic, then you bear some liability. However, it points out the United States continues to move full speed ahead with its own so-called gender-affirming care. When journalists noticed that the referrals to that clinic, the Tavistock Clinic, when they noticed that they had increased 20-fold the past decade, 20-fold, from about 250 a year to 5,021, they asked the question, why? It says, thanks to their reporting, the truth was set loose. At the behest of activists, vulnerable patients were being fast-tracked into wildly experimental treatments, while clinicians and whistleblowers who objected were being silenced. Ordinary citizens were appalled. They put pressure on the government to intervene, and popular figures like J.K. Rowling weighed in. The National Health Service decision to shut down the clinic was a remarkable concession, an acknowledgement of harm, and a recognition that a major course correction was needed. Here in the United States, though, the Biden administration's Health and Human Services secretary is formerly Richard, now Rachel Levine, a transgender himself, who wants to, quote, support and empower young people to get gender affirmation of treatment. And the Department of Education's new Title IX guidance actively encourages schools to expand the definition of sex to include gender identity. So literally, we've got the United Kingdom, you know, one of the other great Western nations who we stand by in virtually everything and we see eye to eye with on virtually everything, is looking at their own government-funded efforts for gender-affirming care, and they're saying, oh, yeah, we got to pull back from this. Bad news, bad news. And yet here, the Biden administration is pushing it like it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Have I got a caller, bud? I'm sorry, I didn't recognize that. Let me grab line one real quick. Jared from Gurley. Jared, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I've got a situation for you.
Okay, go ahead.
I follow Reddit. I follow some topics on there. And there was a transgender on there that was upset because they went out to a bar. Apparently the transgender was they called themselves a transgender female, which let's call it what it is. It's a guy that wants to be a girl. Let's only put female in the subject with them.
Right.
But was upset because they went to a bar and they met up with a guy that they developed a crush on, apparently the love of their life in 2 hours. And they ended up getting driven home and went onto the porch, and the guy kissed the transgender. Afterwards, the transgender thought it was the time to tell the guy that he was actually a transgender female. It was a guy. Said the other dude threw up on the front porch and was told that. And this transgender was offended by that. Is that not absolutely crazy, first and foremost? Second of all, is it technically, could we even almost get into the situation of whenever these things happen to just go ahead and call it what it is, which is either fraud or rape? If you don't identify yourself to the other sex and you're trying to do intimate stuff with them and you don't tell them, that's technically rape. You're bringing on an unwanted sexual advance at that point.
I agree with you. I think I agree with you completely on that. And you know, I guess point number one is danger, Will Robinson, picking up folks and having, you know, one night stands out of a bar, probably going to be unhealthy in many ways. But then this particular situation, I mean that you're taking your personal beliefs, and because you believe it, you're perpetrating it on other people, and they just have to live with it because you believe that you're something that you're not. Hey, man, Jared, thanks for the call, bud. We are up against the break. I hear the music playing. Stay in the audience. All right, listen, Phil Williams, we're doing more on this. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. You want to call in? 833-68-RIGHT. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Yep, solid conservative and just plain right. Got a caller who held on during the break, so let me grab that real quick. Tom from Madison. Tom, how you doing today?
You actually took off listening. I wasn't able to listen to the song you were playing. Oh, man. Hi, Phil.
Tom, you doing all right?
Yeah, man. I was singing Sweet Home Alabama, and y'all, there you go. Hey, listen, the guy that was just talking about the transgenders, I heard the most outrageously wonderful speech given by the, I believe he was Lieutenant General, or Lieutenant Governor, rather, of North Carolina. He was speaking to a church. He's a black man speaking at a white church, and not that that makes any difference, but he made that known when he was giving his speech. He said, I'm going to say something that I shouldn't say, and y'all are going to hate me for it, but that's okay. There's two genders. There's male and there's female. And you might be one of those genders and go to a doctor and get cut up. You might go to the physician and get drugged up. And you might go to the beautician and get made up. But when it all comes down to it, you're just a drugged up, cut up, made up man or woman.
that's laying it right down where the baby goats can get to it, isn't it?
And you know what? He got a rounding standing ovation for making that statement. What happened in our society that we're even discussing this?
No, you're right. You're right. In fact, I tell you what, Tom, I'm about to hit an article here in a minute that just blows my mind when I read it. And I'm thinking, how in the world can medical professionals at a hospital believe that a child in the womb already knows it's transgender? I mean, they're going so far afield now that you think that they've pretty much lost all touch with reality.
It's amazing to me, Phil, that I look back. I'm 62 years old. I look back when I was a kid growing up. I would have never in my entire world imagined us being to this whatever level you want to call it.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. And you know what's crazy though is I can read the Bible and I can find where some of this stuff was still happening. You know, back in the day, we're seeing there's nothing new under the sun. We're seeing a resurgence of things over time. Tom, appreciate you, man. Thanks for being in the audience. Thanks for the call. Folks, you want to call in, you're welcome to it. 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Before I get another caller, let me just stop what I'm doing and tell you guys. It's important that you hear it. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Ah, that's right. I say that because it's go. I usually save that for this time of day because it's go-home time. And some of y'all are already like in the mode going home, and you're thinking, I have no idea what I'm doing for dinner. I don't know what I'm doing for dinner. What am I doing for dinner? I don't know what I'm doing for dinner. Maybe there's something different out there besides that usual fast food line. Maybe you don't have to mess up the kitchen. And what's crazy is studies are showing right now that inflation on food you purchase at a restaurant is actually lower than inflation on food you buy to take home and cook it yourself. Crazy enough. Well, Just Love Coffee Cafe with two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Yeah, they've got a menu. It's crazy cool. They got salads. They got wraps. They've got sandwiches. You can do breakfast for dinner, which is one of my favorites. I mean, get you a womelet, yeah, or some waffles, yeah. Or for that matter, get you a waffle iron cooked club sandwich. They've got amazing food there. Yes, they have Just Love. Yes, they have coffee because it is Just Love Coffee Cafe. But they've got great food too. Think about it. Two locations, Just Love Coffee Cafe. One on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. So I got a story right here. I got to touch on it before I get too far afield here. Boston, this is Washington Examiner. Washington Examiner dated 2 days ago, August 15th. Headline, at Boston Children's Hospital, illogical and destructive gender ideology reigns. It says there's several videos from Boston Children's Hospital on transgender children that are making the rounds. It says they highlight how destructive the transgender medical agenda is for children and how illogical transgender activists are. Two of the videos, brace yourselves, two of the videos actually claim that children can know that they are transgender from birth or even while still in utero. This is from a hospital, Boston Children's Hospital. The hospital boasts that it regularly sees transgender children as young as 2 or 3 years old. Listen, my grandson is 3 years old, and bless his heart, he's still learning, you know, just some of the basics of life. And the idea that they're going to say they can already see it. Why is it? Well, they say things like they can tell when, you know, a child refuses to get a haircut. Well, that explains half the boys in the world. I mean, I hated getting a haircut when I was a kid. Boomer, you want to, but you don't want to say anything.
I'm just over here thinking this is absolutely absurd.
It's absolutely absurd.
And I'm hoping, I would love to hear from some of your female listeners, the ones that actually hold the babies through this time. I mean, I'm sure they're furious as well.
I would think. I mean, absolutely. I got a caller on line one. Let me grab that real quick. No, it's okay. I just saw it. Line one, Fuzzy over in Town Creek. Fuzzy, how you doing? Did we lose Fuzzy? Oh, man. That's okay. I'll keep on with this. Fuzzy, you want to call back? You're welcome to it. It says in the article, aside from the wild leap in logic from a child rejecting a haircut to social gender transitioning, this makes no sense by the very logic that transgender activists have promoted. It says if gender is an entirely social construct, then the idea of gendered toys is also a social construct. So if the idea that only girls play with dolls is an outdated social construct, how does a boy playing with dolls prove he's actually a girl? Okay, you can try to follow that if you want to. The bottom line is they try to play mental loops until they get to the point that they've got their solution. It doesn't work that way. There are two genders, male and female. Am I back on the line, bud? Line one, Fuzzy again? Yeah, Fuzzy from Town Creek. How you doing?
I'm doing great. My cheek touched phone, hung up on me.
That's all right. What's on your mind?
I was going to go back to the guy that tried to get in the sororities of Alabama.
Yeah.
And it kind of goes with the bathroom ordeal and all that. I feel like that, okay, if you want to identify like that, and that's all great, but you shouldn't be able to get into a sorority or use the women or men's bathroom, whichever is the opposite for what you're natural born. Go all the way through with it, do your surgeries and all that, then try and do that. You've lived with it for long enough, wait a little longer. You shouldn't be able to go into opposite gender bathrooms, sororities, whatever you want to call it, until you've completed all of that transformation that you've got to go through to do that.
All right. There's a thought. You know, I don't know if you saw it or not, but there was a story. I think I had it a couple of weeks ago. An 80-year-old woman at the YMCA, that there was a man in the woman's room, and she found out it was a transgender, but that he was watching young children get undressed. And when she complained, she was the one who was kicked out of the YMCA. You just wonder how far this is going to go, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Fuzzy, thanks for the call. Thanks for calling back. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Hey, Boomer, what was it? We got a caller or just gave you a message?
Yeah, a caller just called in. He had a question for you. His name was Melvin, and he wanted me to just thank you for your service.
Well, thank you, Melvin. All.
And then also, he had a question about, explain why 99% of, like, talk radio is, like, conservative, but then 99% of TV is liberal. And, you know, that's just his view, and was wondering what you thought.
I don't know. So, I don't know. I mean, it's a great question. I do think this. I mean, there's liberal. You can find NPR out there and stuff like that. But I'll be honest with you. I think that what happened was radio was still king. Something like 91% of all Americans are touched by radio every week. 91%. That's huge. And then a massive amount of those listen to radio for things like talk. One of the things that happened was when Rush Limbaugh became a phenomenon. I mean, he was a force unto himself. Every once in a while, you find somebody who in and of themselves changes an industry, and Rush Limbaugh was somebody who changed the talk radio industry, and he was a conservative, and he spawned what I would call an outgrowth of conservatism radio opportunities. And I just don't think that liberals, I mean, who wants to turn that crap on and listen to it? And I guarantee you there are liberal talk shows, but it's, they're probably more selectively related to a certain venue. Like, you know, I'll throw one out there not knowing any better, but I would imagine that liberal radio probably does well in San Francisco but wouldn't do well in Huntsville, Alabama. So I don't have an answer to you as to why, except to say I think that a standard was set back in the day when Limbaugh was at his height, and that in and of itself just created a new thing, and conservatives have realized it's an opportunity to carry the brand forward pretty much unfettered. Marcus had a question. I see that up on the board right now. Marcus called in a question with, if they're not alive yet or born, How do they know they're trans? Great question, Marcus. That's my point exactly. I mean, I'm looking at it and thinking, these are medical professionals. This is a children's hospital putting out a video that says, Boston Children's Hospital, putting out videos that say that even in the womb, they can tell they're transgender. And I'm thinking, even in the womb, they don't know they're in the womb. How can, I mean, they got nothing. They are a life, but they, what do you got, Boomer? Boomer's raising his hand like.
I was about to put myself on the board. I do have a quick thing. Okay, so now they're saying that they're actually babies and they're alive in the womb.
Oh, they did say that.
I just wanted to throw that out there. That was me.
Wow, Boomer. All right. We need to find you a Scooby snack because that was a good one. All right, Boomer, I'll tell you what, take us to the last break of the day. We'll come back and wrap this thing up. I'm not going to get to number three on the Triple Dipper today. We'll save that one for tomorrow, the Green New Steel. But I'll wrap up number two when I get back. Gender Benders, you want to call in? You can. 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-687-4448. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, covering all of North Alabama and saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, I got a caller. It's Jeff from Indiana. My brother Jeff, how you doing, man?
Doing good, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind, bud?
Hey, I know a way that Trump might could solve his problem with Liz Cheney.
Tell me.
He should make her his vice president pick.
Oh, Lord.
Maybe start liking him then.
I think if he do that, he better hire a soup tester, too.
well, it, you know, it's kind of like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, you know. As long as she's the vice president, he's a safe man.
Oh, no, man. I'm watching this, too. This is like the most epic political tantrum I've ever seen. I mean, she can't talk about can't read the room. She even gave her a speech last night and pretty much blamed Trump. She doesn't understand that she went off on a tangent doing things with this anti-Trump, never-Trump movement that literally just didn't serve the people of Wyoming, and they voted her right out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, talk about somebody who can't read the room. I mean, how did she ever get in politics anyway other than her dad being vice president? Because, I mean, she's just pathetic at best.
Well, it's been a huge disappointment. Yeah, I look back when she first started, I thought, I mean, this seems like a solid person. I mean, she comes across as being like the straight-laced kind of, you know, no nonsense, we're going to get some things done person, and then she just totally like went off the rails, man. Like, who is this person?
I've got another suggestion though. Yeah. If Trump really wants to get her goat, he needs to send her a straitjacket with Trump deranged syndrome put on the back of it and everything. And that would really put her over the edge. I'm thinking she's ready for one.
And a task force monkeypox patch sewed onto the right arm. That's right. There you go.
And make sure that the task force monkeypox has you put a unicorn hat on that monkey, man. I think it looks
fine. All right, Jeff. Appreciate you, man. Have a great day. Oh, wow. Hey, listen, I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper. Wrapping this up, you want to call in, you're welcome to it. 833-68-RIGHT. That's the number. 833-687-4448. The phone's ringing again already, man. So listen, just so you know, the Biden administration is operating under what they call an expanded interpretation of Title IX. It does not mean they have the mandate of law. It does not mean that they have gone to court or that Congress has acted. It means they've taken an existing law and just decided, yeah, you know what? We have an expanded interpretation now. We're just going to do it differently because we think we see something. We're reading between the lines. We're expanding our capabilities. And it's what they're basically doing is this. In case you haven't already known, story here of my buddy Yaffe wrote this for Yellowhammer News back in June, actually. A.G. Marshall, Biden is holding school children's food hostage over radical gender ideology. So The expanded interpretation of Title IX, which is federal law that prohibits discrimination on the basis of gender, well, now it's gender identity. And so they are literally saying that if school systems who rely upon federal dollars don't bend to the new interpretation of Title IX and begin operating on, you know, in the way that the Biden administration wants you to on gender identity, you could wind up losing the money that pays for kids' free and reduced lunches at schools. That to me is the most heartless thing I think I've ever seen. You want to feed those poor kids? You better agree with us about transgender issues. And you know what? That's a big fat no. So Attorney General Steve Marshall is one of 25 attorney generals who has joined in a lawsuit against the federal government for doing this. Yeah, there's that. I got to take a call here in a second, but when I get back, I'll tell you about the Jefferson County School Superintendent who addressed that same issue in a public speech just yesterday. But let me grab line three first. Jimmy from Moulton. Jimmy, how you doing today?
Pretty good, man. You doing all right?
I'm doing all right, buddy. What's on your mind?
I wanted to make a little statement. I'm pretty sure everybody feels the same as we do, man, about how the liberals have us all wrong. They think that we're just, you know, solid followers of Trump and all that. And it's not so much Trump as it was what he gave us.
That's right.
It doesn't matter if it's Trump, DeSantis, as long as it's somebody like that gave us, because I'm being honest with you, at my age, the way Trump's election, his 4 years or whatever went, was going to determine the way I voted the rest of my life. The first time I was eligible to vote, I voted for Clinton, his second term, and that's when I was 18, 19, whatever. And I feel like I was in the middle of the road, and I feel like the Democratic Party left me standing, and the Republican Party came to me.
Wow.
And I hated the Bush. The way Bush years was, that about burnt me. But they've got us all wrong. It's not Trump. It's what he gave us.
Man, so well said. Jimmy, great call, man. You are absolutely on point, and appreciate you. Thanks for being in the audience. All right, listen, what a great – and he's right, by the way. And I say it on this show, too. I mean, would I vote for President Trump tomorrow if he was a candidate? Absolutely. Would I vote for somebody else if they were the candidate? Yep. As long as the policies that we saw in the Trump administration – and by the way, do I want to see Trump get some payback? I think so, yes, I would. The things he had to go through for – and still going through. Having his house raided? I mean, come on. But I look at it though, and if he doesn't run, I will respect that, and I'll probably go, whew, because now I know that we're not going to have another 4 years of the Russia, or whatever they're going to do, because they're not going to let it just be. We're going to have to own the majorities in the House and the Senate for there to be any peace. So if we don't have the majority in the House and Senate, it's going to be a rough go. But let me just say this. I am absolutely in favor of those policies getting reelected. We need that. We need it desperately. Hey, listen, last one I've got on gender benders is this story on 1819 News. My friend Erica Thomas, who was on the show last week, August 17th, today's date, Jefferson County School Superintendent addresses the LGBTQ Title IX expansion and says it's very convoluted and cumbersome. Yes, it is. So Dr. Walter Gonsolin, I hope I pronounced that right, who's the Jefferson County School Superintendent, he recently said in a speech that in Alabama, we will follow the law, he says. In Alabama, we are bound to follow by law the sex on their birth certificate. So that's what you're going to have happen when it comes to boys' bathrooms and girls' bathrooms and all that. But then he said this Title IX compliance issue, he said they've created something that is convoluted and cumbersome, and we're having to hire somebody just to handle the number of complaints we're starting to get because you have to interpret this and then deal with it and then also balance it on state law. It's a conundrum. Biden doesn't care. It's an agenda for them. All right, folks, what a day. Grand Council was good, all of it. Well, coming up next, you got Mark Levin, the great one, Phil Williams, and Boomer back here tomorrow at 2 for Right Side Radio. You guys have a great night.